Hey guys, I just wanted to take a few minutes and come on here and share with you a word that the Lord had placed upon my heart this past week. Perhaps there are some of you out there that is just in a raging battle. There's some things going on that you may not understand. You may even feel like your heart has been broken into a million pieces. Not sure that you'll ever see the restoration that you are seeking for. But God just wants me to drop this into your spirit today. The battle is not yours. It is His. He is the vindicator of all these things. He is the one that will bring justice and restoration and whatever it is that you need in that situation. His eyes are upon His children, and whatever it is that they ask Him to do, He hears and He moves. You know, I was listening to a song today, I Need a Move. And that's what I'm praying for, not only for myself, but for all of you that are watching this. We need a move. In some area, in something that we're praying for, we need a move. And I pray acceleration on each and every one of those moves of God. And I feel that there is an acceleration taking place in the Spirit at such a fast pace. And I pray that, I truly do, because it's time for some things to come together, to be restored. You know, He took me back to the widow. She went before the judge every single day, asking Him to avenge her of her adversary, until she finally wearied Him to the point that He moved on her behalf, and He granted that request. The Lord is calling us to persistence. Are you going to stay on that wall, even when sometimes it looks like nothing is changing? Do not let there be a gap in any of your prayers. Stand on that wall till you see it manifest. You know, He's just been teaching me so many things about the battlefield, and many of us are finding ourselves there in a very place of hurt and doubt, and weariness has just taken over. But He's calling us to be as the widow, to go before the courtroom of God, knowing who we are and who we belong to, and knowing that He has given us that authority to call these things forth in faith, believing. You know, He acts upon that faith. And as the widow went every day presenting her case to the judge, let us present our case in the courtroom of God. Those things that we so desperately need Him to move in. We need a move. And we need it now. As a son and a daughter of the Most High God, you carry so much authority that sometimes you fail to realize. You know, the enemy has no authority over you but what you allow him to have. And though you may be in a spot of brokenness, the Lord is building you up. You know, if you've had something that was done to you, the Lord saw that. And He will restore that. He will take care of that. Though you may not see it, and though you may not feel it, God is working. He is saying, the battle is mine. Be still and know that I am God. Be still because I've got this. Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What the enemy sent in as a distraction, God is going to turn it around for the good. He knew the beginning from the very end. He knew that this situation would come, and He already has everything mapped out. And you're going to come through it even stronger and with a victory and a testimony through it all. God knows what you're going through, and you've never been alone, not one single moment. He is always working things out for your good. And sometimes when we are blind to see that, we still know that God can take whatever the enemy sent your way and turn it around for the good. And that's what I'm praying in each and every situation today. Look into the hills from whence cometh your help, because that's where it comes from. Stand out and declare those things to come forth that you are so desperately needing from the Lord. Release that authority that He has placed within you and know that He is faithful. His words does not return to Him void. I pray that none of these requests tarry, but they only accelerate. Coming in on the heels, one after the other, is what I am praying for you today. He is a restorer of all things. And just one word, all it takes is just one word to totally shift a situation. It takes one word that even the devils have to move out of the way. And for that one that you're praying for that is so bound, even when God says move, they cannot overcome that voice. They have to move. So speak it forth. Declare it with all that power that lies within you, that heavenly power from on high. He has endued you with power from on high, and it's time to release it right where you are, over the situations, over the nation, the things that are taking place now that's all pointing to His imminent return, over your communities, your families, your friends, whatever it is, now is the time to take up that authority, to put your foot on the devil's head where it belongs, and begin to speak forth that life-changing word of God. That word that will shift any atmosphere, and it will shift any heart, and it will break through the most stubborn heart that there is. Because even the enemy has to scatter when the word of God is spoken, when God speaks that one word. The devil cannot stand up to that. So I say to you, the Lord has gone before you in this battle. He's already prepared that victory. And all He wants you to do is just stand still and watch. He's going to prepare a table before you in the presence of that enemy. He's going to restore some things back to you that you're praying so desperately for, and set some people free in the process. And I'm just praying over each and every one of you, that healing that you're seeking for, I pray that it come forth speedily. That restoration will begin to take place. That salvation, that freedom, that deliverance will begin to flow in every area that you need it to. I declare the chains to be broken from those that feel like they are so bound up and unhappy with themselves, that they will see that there is so much of a better way and a better life that awaits them. I pray for the marriages to be restored. I pray for relationships with prodigal children to be restored, and for all the prodigals to come in. The Father is beckoning you to come. Come and see. Come and see what He has for you. Come and encounter Him. That is the call that He is giving out to this nation, to this entire world right now, to each and every soul. Come and see. Come and encounter. There is so much more, and there is a revival taking place, and I pray that revival in every area of our lives and those that we love and hold dear. I just felt such an unction to come on here and share this, and just to speak into your heart the beat of His heart, the heartbeat of restoration, the heartbeat of, if you'll just hold on, you're going to see Me break through this. And it's on your behalf that the breaker will come through. The battle is not yours, it is His. You can do nothing to fix this of yourself. You leave it in His hands and you wait expectantly, because He will meet you abundantly above that expectation. And that is my prayer for each of you today. And I just want to leave that thought with you as we raise our hands high, because you know when Moses' hands was raised, the victory continued. Raise your hands high and know that whatever it is that you're seeking victory in, whatever it is that you need, it is coming forth right now in Jesus' name. Raise your hands and know that you know that God is moving even at this very moment on your behalf. And when it comes, you will know, surely the Lord hath done this. And only the Lord. He's telling you to let go, to be still, and know that He is working on your behalf. Whatever it is you're praying for is going to come right up behind you and tap you on the shoulder. It's going to come to you. And that is my prayer for each of you today. I bless each of you, and I pray that this message just touched the innermost part of your heart and let you know to not give up, to not throw in the towel. Because, you know, for those of you that have done that, I'm throwing the towel right back at you and saying keep on going because you're almost there. You're almost there. And I just bless each and every one of you, and I just felt such an unction to do this video today. And, you know, I hadn't been doing JL's Arise, and like I said, when the enemy sometimes sends things, it can become a distraction. But you can take that distraction and turn it around for the good. And God is moving in that. But I know I hadn't been able to do the JL's Arising. So I do want to let everyone know, for those that are tuned into that page, I will be working on those very shortly and getting back into that. And hopefully doing more videos than I have been doing. Because like I said, I had kind of shied away from those, but not today. I felt such an unction to come on here and do this today, and just know that I am praying with each and every one of you for whatever the need is, and I just ask all of you to continue to pray for a request that I have. The Lord knows all about it. I don't even need to go into detail because He totally knows what I'm praying for right now. And I totally ask you all to just join with me in that prayer and lift it up before the Lord. Because like I said, the battle's not mine, the battle is His. And that's where I leave it. Knowing that He will grant that victory and knowing that that restoration and those things I'm praying for will come forth speedily. But I just bless each and every one of you, and I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I thank you for all your prayers and love and support. God bless each and every one of you.